Should I call you the head guru of the pack?
The reigning Pac-Man.
The Pac-Man. We're going
you've
way
just
back.
Been waiting for that one.
I have. I've been all week. I was just going to say, you know, I could get to use that as a title.
Reminds me of the song by Buckner and Garcia from, I think it was 1982. Pac-Man Fever. You remember that one?
No,
not at all. Not even close. Okay. I do remember the game, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a novelty tune, and it actually it was top 10, I think. So.
In some areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, very specific areas.
That was nationwide. That would be pretty much the whole
what,
nation.
The USA?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What were we thinking?
So,
it didn't get 12,000 feet deep, right?
All right, let's get you guys on track here.
No.
Here to talk about the Prairie Arts Center, and there's a big event coming up next weekend that has people's attention, especially Native Americans.
Yes, it's a kind of a combo pack, really. The PAC and the North Platte Powwow have been working together actually all month for the display that's currently at the pack and for the powwow that's coming up on 17, 18, and 19 of July. So it's a very collaborative type thing, and we're all ecstatic about it. It's gone really, really well. If you come out to the gallery, there's a lot to look at in all three floors that have Native American connections.
You got a teepee set up in
there?
Well,
I don't, but somebody else does.
Okay.
I mean, my teepee's still at home where it belongs on the roll right next
You're
to
the You're sleeping at a teepee at home, not the pack. Okay. So I'm glad we clarified.
There's enough height in that room to get a teepee. Wow.
The Erickson Gallery is pretty tall. It's taller than the rest of the galleries around the building. So yes, it had the room, and there were some other artifacts in there, including acoustic, leggings,
counting coup. Yes.
Some very, very old moccasins, leather work, and then there are also other pieces. There's photography, elements taken from the dances at the powwow. There are oils and pastels and some bronzes that are actually quite lovely.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's just on the first floor.
And we got some artifacts.
We do.
There
is a pelt that I'm sure, Rick, if you didn't shoot it, somebody else must have, like you must have shot it.
A pelt of what?
I think it's a bobcat.
Oh, okay.
Chat Robert.
Yeah, that would be pretty.
There are some napped tools and some scraping tools that would have been used to clean the hides and things like that. It's worth coming out to see, and it's even more so because it's free. You just walk in the building and you get to experience all this stuff.
The fact that you have the Native American art, which in our part of the country is something that people recognize readily. Yeah. It's not too far away at any time.
No, not at any time.
And the pack hosting this, that's a natural fit, man. I like that.
It is, and it'll probably happen again over the course of years because it's gone so well. We're going to have on the 19th, when they take their dinner break, the pack is going to be hosting Delaney Apple, who is a lore master of Indian lore, and he will be telling tales from the tribe.
Lore master. I have never heard that term.
I just made it up.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains
master
it.
Of lore. Okay.
Master of lore.
Is Mr. Apple then Native American himself?
Yes, he is.
Very good. From what nation?
Yes. I believe it's Lakota.
Lakota? Okay. Lakota Sioux.
If not, I do apologize.
He has some tall tales he'll be telling.
He does. And I know from the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, a lot of the tales were about coyote. In my growing up, they would tell how coyote got fire for humanity and a few other stories like that. So
the coyote in many Native cultures is a good guy.
Yeah.
And or a trickster.
And a little mischievous.
Yes, the trickster.
A little mischievous.
That's very cool. So that's going to be the 19th?
The 19th. I believe that's at 5:30, but do check the pack webpage because I am prone to getting some times
Got
incorrect.
Got all the details there. They can just go online.
Just mostly incorrect on my part. I did manage to show up an hour early for the previous event that we had at the PAC, which turned out to be a good thing because I was able to unlock the doors and let a bunch of people in early. It was amazing how many people showed up for the Karen Little Thunder presentation. And had the same dysfunction with time as I do.
No, they were just hoping somebody would be there to let them in early so they could get a head start.
They're just punctual people. They want to be there early.
Well, as you know, Rick, in the Navy, as the Marine Corps, if you're on time, you're late.
That's right.
You have to be early to be on time. I just took it to an extreme,
shall I say. Yeah, where I grew up in... when my dad, the old Marine, said we were going to do something at 8 o'clock, that means you were there at 07:30.
That's correct.
And ready to go.
Oh, yeah. And be ready to go at that point.
Uh-huh.
Not just show up. You got to be ready to run.
Got to aim for early, for sure. So this display is going to be running the rest of the month of July.
That is correct. And, you know, it's kind of a summer thing, so I can see this happening again with different artifacts and different things coming up next year.
Easily.
Yeah. And I could also see this collaboration with the North Platte Powwow growing and continuing over the course of years as well. Because it's been very good to work with
If you're
Char
hooked up with Miss Char, will grow. She is an amazing lady.
She is. She's really grown the powwow from 0 point to where it is now. And it's gotten pretty big. You know, with the parade and the speakers and the dancing and all the things. In fact, I would encourage people to make a full package of it. I would go to the powwow, and there's going to be a special veterans part of the powwow on the Saturday at the Veterans Park that I will most likely show up to as well, because it's nice to see that this respect for our veterans goes beyond Native American veterans, but to all veterans are really encouraged to show up and be part of that.
That is a great part of it. One of the other parts of the powwow that I'm always fascinated with by the color and the movement is when the fancy dancers are in there.
If you like that, Rick, there's pictures of the fancy dancers in the Erickson Gallery at the PAC, and these are large. These are not little tiny pictures. These are big, and it shows some of the dancers in their full regalia, and it's really awesome to take a look at.
That's beautiful to see that.
Truly.
For sure. So talk about how that went the other night with Karen Little Thunder.
I was an usher, so I ushed. And we had people from Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming that came from miles around to listen to this speaker, Karen, who was featured in the Smithsonian Magazine in, I think it was the May edition.
Oh, recently?
So they came from all over to listen to Karen, and she was very emotional, very quietly spoken woman who addressed the healing going on between warring factions of white and indigenous peoples back in the 1880s in Western Nebraska. It was very emotional, but it was also very healing, which was nice to see. And it was well attended. The upstairs portion of the PAC, we had, I think, over 100 people in the conference room. So there was a lot of people showed up.
Good deal.
A lot of interest in it, for sure.
Very much so. Very much so.
So give us a sneak preview of what's coming up in August.
Drum roll.
Brr, boom. In August, August 9th, we have the Art Affair. Now, this is the second year we've done the Art Affair, and last year was successful, but also extremely chaotic and hectic with all the events that went on. So we're kind of cutting back the hours a little bit. So it'll run from 11 to 3 p.m. And families are encouraged to bring their kids and perform artwork type things, create things to take home. And I don't think there's any cost for this. You can just come in and bring your family and start doing this and do this yourself as well.
So if you're really brave and you really want to bring a three-year-old in turn them loose with the paint.
Yes, and we have what's called a paint room that I am sure will be a great place to have this, because it doesn't matter if they spill. But they're not spilling in your house. They're spilling in our house.
There you go.
And we don't care. We don't care at all. And then late in the afternoon, we will have the locals. We're inviting certain local semi-personality type people to participate in a painting competition, the same as we did last year, which Everybody enjoyed being there because what they came up with for their artwork was worth taking a look at.
Okay.
Yeah, and a winner will be declared no matter what. And that's always worth kind of showing up and watching that process and then seeing who gets to win.
I want to test Corey's knowledge of Native American stuff here. You know what we mentioned it earlier, but the acoustic, you know what acoustic is?
I do not, no.
It's like a club, similar to a smaller war club, but that was the way to show bravery, is run in and hit your enemy with that, but not kill him.
Right, and count coup first. Yeah. And so you could count coup. If you're really good, maybe you get two or three guys. You get three coup out of that.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
As opposed to Japan, where it's haiku. And that's not the same thing at all.
No, haiku's poetry.
Well, or, I suppose you could make poetry out of your coups.
You could.
Haiku is poetry that doesn't rhyme. Never liked it.
All right. So you just kind of describe what's going on there with the Art Affair, August 9th, and again, the hours.
Could be very interesting to watch.
It could be very interesting. In fact, it could be very interesting even if you don't have kids to come in and just watch the chaos.
Yeah.
Because they're still going to be there.
There'll be people that just come to watch, for
indeed.
Sure. And again, stressing, no cost.
No cost.
On these events, right?
The Prairie Arts Center is pretty firm on trying to do just as much as possible at no cost to the public to engage them in the arts. That's that's the whole idea, is to come in, get engaged, participate, see what art is all about, find the things that you really like, and if you really want to, give it a try yourself.
Prairie Arts Center received quite a bit of funding on the giving day.
We did.
And that's kind of what you use, right, for various things
absolutely.
That you put on, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Upkeep of the building and different things, right?
All the above. All the above. Yeah. At the board meetings, we go through it, and there's a portion of it, you know, we set aside budget just to take care of the building. You know, like every other building.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to replace the roof. Well, you're going to have to pay for that because that, you know, you don't, roofs don't fall out of the sky.
No.
Unless you're in the movies.
All right.
No.
And that's a big roof.
That's a big roof. And that's in the works to get that worked on, get roofing work done. So you got to take care of business as well as take care of the arts.
Yeah.
They put a lot of energy into creating a space out of the old post office that really is a good place, a beautiful place to go. But then you have to maintain it. They did some painting recently to make sure that the walls stay in good shape. But as you look around in the PAC, you know, there was some plaster work that volunteers replicated to get right up around the combing of the interior of the building.
I've went in there and studied that, looked at that, and somebody did a masterful job.
And just the woodwork, the paneling, the doors, you know, they didn't throw all that stuff out. And to me, that keeps you rooted in what the building was when it started. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous building, and it still is. And I'm glad it didn't get torn down and turned into a parking lot or whatever.
Yeah.
It stays, the structure stayed there, but now it's performing a different service that is open to the public.
Yep. Sounds great. Come to the Prairie Arts Center. What's your address over there?
Yes.
It has an address.
It is. It is. It has an address. It's
5th and Jefferson.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Pretty much.
So that's our tracker. He tracks those kinds of things, you know.
Just
he could probably hunt
away.
It if he really wanted to.
Yep.
But taking pot shots at the building is really not encouraged.
Yep. We won't be doing that. Andy, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
You're so
and
so
we'll
very
look
welcome.
Forward to August events.
And don't forget, there's still classes if you want to take a pottery or spin the wheel with clay or whatever it is you want to do. Those things are still available.
I want to do that someday. I did a little bit of that in college and was fascinated with some of the Japanese pottery and what they call
Raku.
Raku, yeah.
You bet. We'll see if we can get Demi Moore in here to help you out with that.
Not to be confused with haiku.
Correct.
But it does rhyme. With
or a tap on the shoulder from an Indian. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Rick will be back with Outdoor Connection in just a few minutes as Muggs continues.